There's kind of sort of two main displays, I would say, and then a bunch of like little smaller ones that are peppered around the restaurant.
As a well-known prop designer for community theater productions in Sitka, Jack Peterson is no stranger to construction. He holds up one of his proudest works, a wooden nutcracker adorned in a blue marching band uniform.
As an artist, I do get very particular about like, not just like the visual aesthetics, but also like how things feel, how they sound and stuff. And I love how this one feels when it cracks a nut. For being the first nutcracker that I kept myself, I am very proud of the construction.
Reaching into a basket of walnuts, Peterson plucks one out and places it into the nutcracker's mouth, preparing it for a satisfying crack.
Let's see if I can get that nut in there. So, 3, 2, 1. And there we go, yeah. Ooh. I will have to get a broom for that.
This nutcracker is the first of three that Peterson has made. They are part of his large nutcracker collection, which features over 130 nutcrackers. Since the beginning of the month, the majority of the nutcrackers in Peterson's collection have been displayed at Wildflower Cafe and Bakery, where he serves as a year-round line cook. The nutcrackers are spread out across the restaurant in an array of sizes and materials, some made from various kinds of wood, and others from relatively unconventional materials like iron and brass. Their uniforms are adorned in details marking their country of origin, from Germany to Russia. Wreaths of fake pine boughs and Christmas lights wrap around the room, a playful reminder to patrons that the holiday season is upon us. While many of them are displayed out in the open by Wildflower's entrance, some of the nutcrackers have more cheeky hiding spots.
I do like hiding the nutcrackers really high up on shelves, especially for kids who like to look around and stuff. I got one hiding up there. I won't say where that is for the listeners, so they'll have to come in and find it themselves. I have, you know, nutcrackers hiding in the rafters, in the bathroom, by the salt shakers there. It is a wonderful little game of I Spy for people who want to come in and look around.
Peterson's fascination with the nutcrackers began when he was around 3 years old, when he saw a local production of the iconic ballet, you guessed it, The Nutcracker.
I mean, it was just like something magical. I like the ideas of toys and dolls and things coming to life when we don't see them and stuff.
While many young audience members who attend the yearly production often walk away inspired to become ballerinas, the show took Peterson's imagination in a different direction.
This may seem silly, but I remember being a kid and wishing that I could crack a nut with a nutcracker and having, you know, daydreams of some whimsical Drosselmeyer figure of my own to, like, shove me like, hello, young boy, would you like to crack a nut?
As his admiration for nutcrackers persisted over time, Peterson began the work of collecting them to fulfill his childhood dream.
Eventually, when I became an adult with adult money, but not in the adult responsibility, I started looking online, reaching out, and started researching, like, nutcrackers that could actually crack nuts. And one thing led to another, and we are now here.
When it comes to determining what nutcrackers to add to his collection, Peterson is drawn to those that have unique designs that resonate with his inner child.
But I really love finding the ones that are homemade. Like, they're ones that individual people made, or, you know, smaller crafters or some, like, older oddities. I look for ones that look like they could have leapt off of the children's books that I used to read as a kid, because, I don't know, there's just something really magical about that.
And it is that very magic that Peterson wishes to share with the community through displaying his collection at Wildflower.
I love sharing my collection with people, and I specifically love being able to share nutcrackers that actually crack nuts, because it's a very mundane thing, but it's also not something that the average person gets to do in a lifetime, and it's a bit of holiday magic to be silly.
Peterson's nutcrackers will continue to be displayed up until Christmas, before being packed away once more as Wildflower begins renovations in January. In the meantime, Peterson hopes his collection can spread some Christmas cheer, and that he can maybe even help some folks crack a nut for the very first time, just like the nutcracking mentor he dreamed of having as a child. In Sitka, I'm Ryan Cotter.